I'm a composer and performance artist. I came to music first, undergoing formal training in the School of Music, University of Canterbury, Christchurch, New Zealand. I graduated with a music degree in 1965, and after a year of teacher training, I was appointed to the staff of the School of Music, and I've been here ever since. Most of my composing at that time, in the late 60s, was for small chamber groups, although there are some larger works for orchestra, a secular oratorio for baritone, chorus, orchestra and magnetic tape. I was also most concerned with writing for the voice, and I produced a series of songs for voice and various instrumental combinations between 1965 and 1970, really. In 1970, I discovered the tape recorder and immediately responded to the removal of the intermediary necessity of a score. I'd never been particularly good at reading scores, or writing them for that matter. They seemed to be a bit of a bind as far as I was concerned, because all of my early musical experience was all oral, and I didn't have much formal tuition until I came to university. The immediacy of the tape recorder and that way of making sounds suited me, and I began to use my own voice and other concrete sounds and works for tape. Quite quickly, the medium of tape became the only way I wanted to make music, and I haven't composed for conventional resources since 1977. All of my tape works to date use very simple equipment and are unashamedly analogue, apart from one early work made while visiting the EMS of Toronto University. All of my works have been realised in the studio of the School of Music of the University of Canterbury, a facility which I set up in 1974 and have directed ever since. In 1973, I undertook my first trip overseas, and during which I spent some months on the west coast of North America, in particular on the La Jolla campus of the University of California. This was an extremely influential visit for me, particularly as far as my subsequent teaching of composition was concerned, and this stemmed basically from observing a fellow called Kenneth Kabura at work at La Jolla. On returning to Canterbury, I began to involve myself and my students in exercises which were physical as well as oral, in an attempt to open them up to their own expressive preferences. And it was the beginning of a whole prolonged confrontation with the difficulty of teaching creative activity. And this led to an interesting period of discovery for me, both as a teacher and as a creative artist. I began to include physical movement and task operations in my tape works. In other words, I started to include myself physically in the presentation of the sounds. And soon I'd entered fully into sculptural performance, although I had no idea at the time that that's what it was called. This developed into a way of working which became very distinct from electroacoustic work on tape. It's only in the last couple of years that I'm finding valid ways of integrating my sonic world with the more concrete, often more symbolic world of visual images which inhabit my sculptural works. Recently, I've become involved in making work outside in various locations, using the natural elements in their found state as a starting point, and displacing and relocating aspects of their visual and sonic structure, and then interfacing this with elements of my own physiology and psychological world. These recent works produce lots of different formats. There's obviously on-site performance, but that has all sorts of difficulties attached to it as far as an audience is concerned. And I'm looking at various ways of gaining valid residue from the performance, the on-site performance works, particularly film and video. And I'm using a lot of the field recordings that I'm capturing in this work in my tape pieces that I'm doing at the moment. I think the thing that characterises my creative history, if I can look at it at all objectively, which is probably not possible, is a fairly head in the sand attitude towards my own ideas and how they should be realised technically. I think a tremendous amount of anger and almost sort of bitterness stemming from an almost a complete isolation, really. There are a few people of my generation that I've been able to talk to and have gained support from, particularly Douglas Lilburn, as all composers of my generation in New Zealand owe him a tremendous debt. But essentially it's been an extremely lonely and alone sort of experience. Now I'm in my early 40s and I think I'm beginning to relax a bit and look out more. And the extreme sort of personal, almost autobiographical nature of the work that I've been doing is starting to fade or change into a more abstract or more broad attitude.